This podcast is supported by Emerson. From technology that delivers cures at warp speed to software that makes clean energy reliable, Emerson Innovation helps make the world healthier, safer, smarter, and more sustainable. Emerson, go boldly.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, September 15th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Summer is over, but the summer home buying season is bubbling. If you're dreaming about extending that vacation feeling by buying a second home, there are pitfalls to watch out for.
If you're worried about your cash flow, you're worried about your job, you're worried about the potential of recession, and you're struggling with rising prices, and you're already having a difficult time in making your primary mortgage, do not even consider a second home.
The Wall Street Journal's Veronica Dagger covers personal finance. On today's show, she'll talk through the summer home market and how to prevent a vacation house from becoming a money pit. That's after the break.
This podcast is supported by Emerson. From technology that delivers cures at warp speed to software that makes clean energy reliable, Emerson Innovation helps make the world healthier, safer, smarter, and more sustainable. Emerson, go boldly. Break.
The largest share of vacation home purchases close from the fall to early in the new year, which means right now is second home prime time. But financial advisors say it's important to consider unexpected costs and pitfalls of buying that second home. Veronica Dagger covers personal finance for The Wall Street Journal, and she's with me now. Hi, Veronica.
Hey, great to join you.
Thanks for being here. Why is the fall such a hot season for buying vacation homes?
Oh, people are coming off their summer vacation. They want to extend those good vibes. And in a place like Lake Tahoe, for example, August and September are traditionally two of the busiest months of the year. Buyers could be dreaming about spending the winter holidays in their new home, and sellers could be looking to avoid having to maintain that property during the winter months.
What's the market like for second homes this year?
Oh, so this year it's not nearly as hot as it was during the pandemic. Sales of second homes are way down from last year's boom, dipping below pre-pandemic levels for the first time in about 2 years. And that's according to Redfin. Those higher mortgage rates, also higher home prices, is definitely putting a damper on demand.
So is now a good time to buy a second home?
It really depends what you're looking for. You know, if you're confident you can make some of those family memories, you have extra money in your budget, you can afford surprise repairs, you're able to do your remote work from a different location, you're looking for some tax benefits, yeah, it could be a good time for you. However, everyone's financial situation is different. So if you're worried about your cash flow, you're worried about your job, you're worried about the potential of recession, and you're struggling with rising prices, and you're already having a difficult time making your primary mortgage, do not even consider a second home.
So let's go into some of those financial pitfalls. A lot of people buy a second home thinking they can make an income off the rental when they're not there. Is that solid thinking?
Yeah, you may not make rental income at all. For example, a guy I spoke to, he thought he was going to be able to rent his apartment or his cabin for the whole summer. And then a big flood came in and wiped out all of the bookings for the cabin for 2 months of the summer. And all that income was lost. So you may think you're going to make all this money, but in reality, people may not want to rent your home, or nature may have its own ideas. Also, when it comes to regulations, some of these local jurisdictions are now really cracking down on any vacation rentals. They don't want the Airbnb down their block. In terms of being prepared, you want to have a buffer of cash to prepare for the slower times and unexpected events, maybe 3 or 4 months of expenses in savings.
So there's not a guarantee of a steady rental income. You also spoke to some second homeowners who ran into unexpected costs. What did they tell you?
So they thought they were going to be getting a profit from their home right away, but then they realized right before closing that they were going to have to replace the roof in order to qualify for fire insurance. And so they had to replace the roof, they had to improve their landscaping, and then they finally were able to get the fire insurance they needed. So that's an example of you always need to be able to budget for surprise expenses, even if you think everything's going to go well. And so many of these things, especially when it comes to nature, may be completely out of your control. A person I spoke to at AirDNA, which is a vacation rental research company, recommends hosts reserve 5 to 10% of the home's annual revenue for unexpected expenses, which could include pipes, the water damage, the new roof. And how much you need to have in savings really depends on the age of the property.
So you've got to have your eyes wide open about the financial pluses and minuses. Let's say somebody buys a second home and they invite over their whole family to make some memories. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, first of all, the family may not want to come, especially some of the younger members. They may rather go on vacation with their friends. So you may have this vision of how the house is going to go, and people may just not be interested in that. Also, family members may have debates about how they're going to share expenses, especially if the original owners of the home pass away and like the siblings are left in charge of the house. Those siblings may not want to share expenses evenly. They may financially not be able to. They may start fighting over the prime weeks of the season, and that can become a huge source of conflict. So you really got to have guidelines before there's tension of how the property is going to be managed after the original buyers pass away, and ask your beneficiaries, your kids, if they actually want the property and they actually have the money to pay for things like maintenance and taxes and all the other surprise costs that may pop up. Their answer may surprise you.
With all these caveats in mind, is there a way that you can insure yourself against both the financial and the emotional risks to owning a second home?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely benefits. I don't want to short sell the benefits, family memories. Just make sure, you know, some financial advisors have told me, don't get in over your head. So one financial advisor, Karen Altfest in New York City, said clients should spend no more than 15% of their net worth on the value of a vacation property to help reduce their financial stress. A vacation property is most likely your second mortgage. And with mortgage rates going higher, the idea of having to balance two mortgages can be super stressful, especially if you're maybe not feeling so secure about the economy. And then think about your motivation for buying it. You know, if you're thinking you're going to recoup the value, it's going to eventually be worth more than you bought it for, that may not be the most accurate assumption. I know a guy who bought a place in Lake Tahoe thinking he'd make all this money back on it, and it's still yet to regain the value that he paid for it. A lot of people say it's actually a poor investment. So you need to think about, are you doing it because you want to have a good time with your family? Yes, that may be possible. But if you're doing it as a moneymaker, it's kind of a risky business.
That's Veronica Dagger, Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter. Thank you, Veronica.
Thanks, Danielle.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen.
The Wall Street Journal's biggest tech event is back in person. Join us October 24th through 26th for Tech Live at the Montage Laguna Beach. Overlooking the Pacific Coast, you'll have a chance to connect with investors, founders, and innovators ready for their next big venture. Welcome back to The Real Deal. Learn more at wsj.com/techlivepod.